Hi, everyone. It's Melanie with the Life of Wellness Institute. And as our special gift to you, we would like to share a special holiday meditation. So as I speak, I'll invite you to find a comfortable seat or to lie down in a supportive, comfortable way. And the intention behind our meditation today is to really connect with what you're creating for yourself in this holiday season. So I'll invite you to close your eyes or allow your gaze to soften. And just take a moment to notice if there's any adjustments you'd like to make to be more comfortable. Feel free to pause the audio if you would like to add any props, grab a blanket, or really do anything to support you really settling into this meditation. And then allow your focus to come to your belly and just simply watch as it rises and falls with your breath. Allow your inhales to press the belly away from the spine. And your exhales, watch it as it returns back to the spine. Continuing to follow your breathing, not trying to shape it, not trying to judge it, just allow it to be exactly how it is. And then bringing your focus to your crown chakra, found at the top of the head. And here, let's begin by setting an intention. What would you like your holidays to be as an experience? Allow yourself to see what two or three words would describe the experience you're creating. Maybe it's peaceful, relaxing, fun. Allow yourself to create two or three words . And then once you have your words ready, allow yourself to silently repeat them as a mantra. I am creating peaceful, relaxing fun. And say it a couple of times to yourself, using whatever words you've created for your holidays. Now bringing your focus to the third eye. So directly between the eyes, into the middle of the head, between the ears. And allow yourself to visualize your holidays. Allow yourself to see your beautiful home, your family and friends. Allow yourself to notice the meal, the conversation, who's there with you, what are you doing? See yourself within the experience that you've created during the holidays. And then bring your focus to your throat chakra. Allow yourself to take note of what would make your holidays peaceful. And what would need to be communicated to do that? What could you ask for support? Who would it matter that you shared your authentic love and experience with? Who would you want to listen to newly, without the experience of the past, without judgment, frustration, and listen to newly and create something new with for the next year and the rest of your life? What would be said to make your holidays meaningful? To create the vision that you created and the experience you created. And then bringing your focus to your heart space. What is love in your holidays going to feel like? How will you express it fully? What are some areas of gratitude that you'd like to bring forward and have as your way of being in the holidays? And recognize that through your heart space, that you can always see the true intention of any words from any loved one, any friend, as being from love, even when their words might not clearly display that. And notice who you want to be living through your heart in the holidays. How would that way of being avoid conflict, minimize gossip, and really be grounded in expressing gratitude and expressing your love fully? How would it support you to love yourself, to create space for the extra work, the to-do lists, for the stress or even emotional triggers? What would your heart want you to know that you need and to give to yourself? And then bringing your focus to your solar plexus. Allowing yourself to connect with the actions that you will take to create what you've intended and brought forth in your meditation. Maybe you'll enlist your friends and family to help with preparations, even creating a potluck. Maybe if you're attending other people's events, you'll take action to contribute. Maybe it's putting on happy music to lift your spirits and remind you why you're doing this extra work. Maybe it's breaking down the expectations and doing what's really there for you to do. Maybe it's creating intentions for downtime, for yoga, for meditation, even taking a walk. What actions will you take to create the experience and the vision that you've created today? And now bringing your focus to the sacral chakra. And remembering the reason for the holidays, amongst all of what you're doing and all of the lists that you've made. And recognize the passion you have for the people you'll spend it with, the time with yourself, the sleeping in, the playing of games, the time to connect. How will you enjoy this time? How will you play? And then bringing your attention to the root chakra. And recognizing your needs, both physical, mental, emotional. How will you allow yourself the gift of being grounded, supported, secure, peaceful? What would be needed? What's one or two things that will allow you to feel grounded, supported, and safe? What would support you in any travels? What would support you in having more people in your home? What would support you in any sadness you may feel for anyone who's not with you? And what would support you in taking some time for yourself this holiday season? And then allowing all of that to rest, bringing your focus back to the breath. Allowing yourself to gently witness the rise and the fall of the belly. And I'll invite you to stay with your breath for a couple of minutes, or as long as it feels honoring to your body.